worship service already in progress as we share God's word in such a time as this.
Glory, hallelujah. Power to endure. Because in life, we will all go through some things, Reverend Alford. Power to endure, Antioch, because in life we will all go through some things. You just missed your shout. Unless you've been born and you've never gone through something in life. Maybe you have never had a hardship. Maybe you've never had anything to happen to you. Maybe you've just been perfect all your life. But in life, there'll be things that will come on you, at you, that will cause you to get on your knee and pray and talk to the Heavenly Father. And I guarantee you, the Lord God will make a way. When you go through something, it suggests that we are not staying there. It only says that it is temporary. Yeah. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I'm not staying there. Can I say something to you? Even if death gets this body, I'm just walking through it, because death does not have the final word, because my Heavenly Father has the final word. That's why David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. What it says is when you're going through something, you're not staying there, you're coming out of it. The enemy desire for you to believe that he got you right where he wants you. But can I suggest something to you? Tell the devil he's a liar. He doesn't have any power. My God, our God has all power. And because Jesus has prepared a way, tell the devil I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. God gave us the power to maintain. And that's holding power. The power to keep you from fighting. The power to keep you from fighting. The power to keep you from fighting. When you desire to fight back, folks talking about your mama, criticizing you, stabbing you in your back, doing all manifestation of evil, the power to fight back. But the Lord said, hold on, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Holding power. Some folks have been in the church 50 years and they still fussing. Some folks have been in the church for 50 years and they're still fighting. When was the last fight you had in the church? See, it always get quiet when we're fighting. When was the last fight you had in the church? In God's house. When we say we are bought with a price. When is the last fight you had in God's house? Churches being broken up every day because folks are fighting in the house of the Lord. Yeah, right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
When you're fighting, you got to be a bigger fool than the one you fight.
Yeah. The Lord said, when you are prepared, we learn how to be like Jesus. Yeah. When they talk about you and criticizing you, we need to be like Jesus. Jesus didn't say a word when they talked about him and when they criticized him. He didn't say a word when they beat him. He didn't say a word. But Antioch, when Jesus did speak, he said, Father, He said, Father. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In other words, he's saying there's a whole bunch of ignorant folks who don't know you, and I've got to pray for them until they know exactly who you are and what you've done in my life. So that's why we preach, and that's why we teach. He was talking to a whole generation who pleaded ignorance. But the Lord said, when the Lord Jesus came to reveal the word of God, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl will be able to go before a holy Father and say, I plead innocent. Jesus said, you're lying because I came and gave you the word of God. He gave us power to resist temptation. The power to resist temptation. The power to resist temptation. God said, I will deal with the spirit of Jezebel. I will deal with the spirit of Jezebel. God gave the power to resist the spirit of Jezebel, that false prophetess. For she has tried to kill God's servant. That's a spirit. And God said, I will deal with a spirit. God revealed to me in a dream. One who sits on a small throne, Pastor Walker.
Yes.
A little throne that has little power. But under his throne were the spirits of harlots.
Wow.
And the spirits of harlots were the spirits of Jezebel.
Yeah.
And the spirits of Jezebel are those spirits that try to slay the men of God. And can I suggest something to you? That there are spirits that are moving in the world that are designed to stop God's word. And I say to you, that devil is a lie. That we come with the word of God and no hurt, no harm, no danger shall come upon the word, nor his servants. God said, you shall receive power. Is there anybody in the house who shall receive power? Because after you receive power, ye shall be witnesses. The Lord said, make it plain. He said, don't back off of anything this morning. He said, say it just like it is, because there's a ministry out there in this area that needs to hear it. There's some spirits out there in Rapide Parish that need to hear it. There's some stuff that's been going on around this parish, in this parish, that need to be rebuked. There's some stuff that's going on. And the Lord said, preach it over the airway so that that spirit can be put to rest. A witness is one who gives testimony regarding an event or another person's character. Christ commanded his disciples to tell others about him regardless of the consequences. It doesn't matter, Antioch, what happens. What I do know is when you hit a home run, when you hit a home run, when we hit a home run for the Lord, the enemy tries to take us out. And I must be hitting a home run. Because he does not want this black preacher to keep preaching the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So when you hit a home run, expect folks to jump on you. Expect stuff to come after you. But keep on preaching and keep on teaching. Keep on baptizing. Because the Lord said, I've got your back. The Lord will fight your battles. Because this battle has never been about you and the enemy. See, you've been thinking all along that it's between you and the enemy and you trying to fight him off. This is not between you and the enemy. This battle has been between God Almighty and the devil. It happened in heaven. This is a battle between them to see you. The Lord is simply saying either you are for me or against me. The enemy says, I'm going to pull them away from you. And the Lord says, no, my son came to die so that they can have a relationship with me. This battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord's. Is there anybody here this morning who desire to know this man called Jesus? Is there anybody here this morning who desire to know this man called Emmanuel? Jesus is my way out of no way. Jesus is my shelter in a time of storm. Jesus is all my all in all. Jesus is the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. Jesus is my all and on, and because of that, I praise, I glorify, I magnify him, because our God is worthy to be praised. Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. If Jesus has prepared a way for you, there should be a shout in the name of Jesus. See, I need to say it again because somebody ain't said nothing since they've been here. If Jesus has done something in your life, there should be a shout about the name of Jesus. Maybe they didn't hear me. I'm going to say it again. If Jesus has done something in your life, there should be a shout in the name of Jesus. If Jesus has been your shelter, there should be a shout in the name of Jesus. 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 Because there is power in the name of Jesus. And now you know he has prepared a way. But I need to share this. The Lord Jesus came over 40 and two generations to demonstrate the agape love of God the Father Almighty so that all men might be saved. But do you know there are some who are filled of pride? Yes. Put pride on your list. Yes. There are some who are filled with pride who will not surrender because of pride. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. 7 days, pray for those who have a prideful spirit, and we will see what God will do. The Lord is saying, I will prepare a way. 6.6 billion people in the world, all created by God, but not all of them are God's people. But the scripture says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will they hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. The question is, are you God's people who've been bought with a price? If you are, you will know that he, Jesus, has prepared a way for you. The doors of the church open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry, an outreach broadcast of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexander, Louisiana. At Antioch, our worship service times are 1st, 3rd, and 5th Sunday. Services begin at 8 a.m. and 2nd and 4th Sunday, our services begin